great, man. I honestly feel like this is my time. You know, I'm not taking anything away from these guys here. No Sean, no Lance, nothing from these guys. But you know, I feel like this is time for me to go. You know, I don't think I have any more time to just play around and wait to see what happens. So, you know, as long as I can pee on this field and control what I do, then that's what I'm going to do. Come out here and participate and work hard every day.
Do you feel like there's a lot of people you have to prove wrong this year?
No, I'm not really worried about proving anybody wrong, because in my heart I know what I can do. You know, if you look at my stats in my career or my lifetime, from high school to college to professionals, you know, when I was getting the ball, I did what I was supposed to do. I produced, you know. So it's just all about getting the opportunity, you know, doing the right things and staying out the way. And, you know, you catch on sooner than later. But, you know, now that I'm a little growner, you know, I take those words to heart and I stay out the way.
Do you see yourself as a role player, or do you want to be an every down back?
I see myself as somebody making a significant difference on this team. You know, whether that is being a starter, whether that's, you know, coming and scoring a lot of touchdowns, I don't know. You know, I leave that up to, you know, John Elway, John Fox, you know, those guys, because I know they're going to make the right decision. I just got to continue to work on what I can and be the best Lindell I can be, and anything will work out.
John Fox says he wants to have a sophisticated running attack here. Yeah. You know, day number one of practice, but what do you think of the system that's being run here?
Oh yeah, I love it. You know, I've been knowing about Fox for a while. You know, Fox had those two running backs, the identity and theft. It took me and Smash and Dash's thing back in, you know, it was in Tennessee. So, you know, I'm very familiar with, you know, Fox, and I know he loves to run the ball. So I'm excited that we have a coach like that, and, you know, prepared to pound it 400 or 500 times this year. I'm definitely down for that.
What are your ultimate goals this year? I mean, is it statistics? Is it, you know, team oriented? What are you trying to do this year?
I want to win a Super Bowl. You know, my goals are to come out here every day and help my team, you know, be better and win a Super Bowl. You know, I would care less if I had 1,000 yards and we won a Super Bowl, or if I had 1,500 yards and we won a Super Bowl. My ultimate goal is to do whatever I can to help these guys get better and win a Super Bowl at the end of the day.
Your thoughts on Reggie going to Miami?
You know, I'm happy for my guy. You know, it's one of my brothers. I definitely think he deserves a shot. You know, people always get him confused because they say he's not a running back. But the thing is, I don't think they would have won that Super Bowl if he wasn't the X factor in the return game the way he was. So, you know, you get a guy that can run the ball. You get a guy that can catch the ball. You get a guy that can return punts and kick. So, I mean, I think they did a great job with what they did. So, I look forward to Reggie doing big things this year.
Lindell, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man.
Thank Lindell, you. What did you do during all this time you had off? I mean, did you do to stay in shape?
You know, I could do what I could, you know, ride the bike, elliptical stuff. You know, I try to stay away from doing too much heavy stuff and things like that. I wanted to get back in camp with these guys and make sure that I was ready to go. But, you know, I just maintained a diet and I stepped to it, kept to it.
Around this time last year, you looked like you was in good shape and headed in the right direction. Everything was going good. Then Minnesota, what was your mindset after that?
Things happen, you know. I've been a guy that's been blessed like my whole career, and that was the first time I've ever been really injured and I couldn't return. But I don't think that God puts us through anything that we can't overcome. So, you know, I keep giving praise to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and I'm thinking that I'm out here running around to this day, you know, and I just hopefully I can maintain my healthiness and just be a factor on this team, because I know if I'm healthy, I will be.
And then you get back in shape, and then the lockout.
Yeah.
Are you sweating that?
No, I'm not sweating none of that stuff, man. I think it's taken care of now. You know, we out here playing. Hopefully everything can continue to work out.
And what kind of team can we look for the Broncos to be this year?
I know one thing that we're going to be is physical. You know, we definitely got to be physical. And I think if we carry that attitude, things will work out for us.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks. Thank you.